Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't got a dime to my name, what a terrible shame. Ho hum, ho ho hum. Just found a hole in my shoe when my stocking shows through. Ho hum, ho ho hum. I know that when you're as free as a bird in a tree, life is a wonderful whim. Look at the crank with his dough in the bank. Don't you feel sorry for him? Rolling along at a loss, never gathering moss. Ho hum, ho 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 hum. No terrific success, I ought to worry, I guess. Ho hum, ho ho hum. I like a shady old tree, what's the matter with me? Ho hum, ho ho hum. There's nothing quite as grotesque as a man at a desk, looking outside at the sun. Shirts made of silk and a diet of milk. Maybe he thinks he has fun. I've got the vagabond itch. I guess I'll never get rich. Ho hum. Ho 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 ho.
Hey, James Bostic here, Conservative Perspective, along with my good friend Bing Crosby. We're here, if it's Tuesday, then it has to be ACP's live incarnation, and we do that twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We also have a recorded version of the program that goes out over the Talk America radio network, and what you do is you go to talkamericaradio.org. And they have a couple of different streaming channels there. They have the Liberty and the Justice stream, ACP heard various times throughout the day and week on either one of those two. Well, what do we talk about? There's so much crap that we can talk about. I'm not sure exactly what, I don't know. The first thing I want to talk about, and here's what it's come down to. We've seen, and I'm kind of torn. I'm of two thoughts about a lot of this. And one of those thoughts is I'm feeling a lot more optimistic as we move into the midterm election here. You know, just a couple of weeks out, I'm not even sure what the day is. Oh, 16th. Okay, so about 2.5 weeks out from the midterm elections of 2018. I remember in the campaign, 2016 campaign. And if you stop and think about it, those people, and I'm sure there are a number who will agree, those folks who follow politics, current events, whatever you want to call it, the news game, doing three shows a week, and I'm kicking around the idea of doing a fourth, but doing three shows a week and constantly looking at news, looking at stuff on the internet, going back and reading over things that I remember from way back when, looking at different things here and there, and just constantly staying immersed in it. And even for people who you know aren't really, and I don't mean this, I'm not being condescending, I'm not being patronizing or anything like that. Just the regular people who take an interest in politics. I'm a little bit beyond just a casual interest in current affairs and news. I've had a love affair with radio all my life. History, politics, all those things are second nature to me. They always have been. And as I got old and decided, you know, don't worry about what other people think about what you're saying or what you're not saying. If you think you got something to say, the technology is available today to make it to where there is no excuse in anyone. Anyone on earth could have a radio show about any damn thing they want. I am living proof. And believe me, Mr. and Mrs. America and all those ships at sea, if I can do it, any damn body can. Oh, by the way, John Brennan, you call me SOB. I haven't forgotten. Oh, no. No, I haven't forgotten, John Boy. I haven't forgotten you, Comrade John. Johnny Red. Be talking about you soon. Well, a lot of people, you know, because I look at news and I see what's going on or what's trending, as they say. Been a lot of things have happened. One of the things that I'm tickled, I just think it's funny. Stormy Daniels, defamation, a porn star raising up sand because they have been defamed. Oh my God. Okay. Well, anyway, Stormy Daniels, or, you know, her real world name, Eugenia Clifford. I can understand why she changed it. Stormy Daniels had her defamation of character suit. He defamed somebody. How in the hell? What do you have to do? What terrible thing have you got to do in order to defame a porn star, the porn actress's character? Oh, my God. Well, anyway, it's tossed. It got tossed. Like so many salads in her career. This thing gets tossed. It gets thrown out. And not only that, to add insult to injury, the judge awards Donald Trump, his legal team, lawyer's fees, attorney's fees. So not only does she have this case dismissed, she also has to pay Donald Trump's lawyers. Now, just to make sure everybody knows what's going on here, there was this thing way back when, before he even considered running for president, there was a non-disclosure agreement between Stormy Daniels, Donald Trump. Hey, it's a thing. It happened, but we're not going to talk about it, okay? And to show you my heart's in the right place, here's $130,000. Go get yourself something nice. Well, then we fast forward to 2015, Donald Trump's running for president. That $130,000 long since gone, I'm sure of that, in the ensuing 10 years. So Stormy Daniels comes out of the woodwork and, you know, we did this, we did that. And Donald Trump does what Donald Trump does. They didn't like it. So then she comes up with this creepy porn lawyer, Mickey the Mouthpiece Avenatti, and they file suit. Suit gets tossed, gets thrown out. It's meritless. And in addition, now she's got to pay Donald Trump's lawyers. And I'm sure that's going to come out considerably more than $130,000. Donald Trump, the only man in history to get a refund from a hooker. And then some. It's another way he's making America great, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the thing, and I always thought this was just every day, every single day since this guy decided, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to run for president. Not only that, I'm going to win. The media, the pundits, the heads, Hollywood, the newspapers, the magazines, the radio cats, everybody, every single day has taken the First Lady, Melania Trump, to task about every single thing she has done. She has been bullied over her accent. She has been bullied over her clothes. She has been bullied over her attitude. She's been bullied over the fact that people think she's married to a creep like Donald Trump. She has been bullied every day. What feminist, what Christine Ford Lovin, National Association of Gals, the NAGS, no, wait a minute, no, National Organization of Women, National Organization of Women. What, you know, what Gloria Steinem Lovin, National Organization of Women, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, Helen Reddy, feminist, has stood up and said, hey, we're beating up on one of our own. What's the deal with that? Well, no, they're not going to, any more than they're going to defend Sarah Huckabee Carter over the beating she takes, any more than they're going to defend any conservative woman over the castigation, over the assaults, over the threats. They're not going to do it. Every day that woman's bullied. Feminists say nothing. And they won't, because they sacrificed their feminism at the altar of their ideology a long, long time ago. Another thing I want to talk about, little squaw talk here. Elizabeth Warren took a DNA test. 1/1024th Cherokee Indian. I have an Australian Shepherd that probably has more Native American blood in her than anyone else, than Elizabeth Warren. I'll bet you. So Elizabeth Warren takes this test because for years she's parlayed this American Indian, this Native American heritage, and I'm not saying Native American, American Indian heritage. Into positive things, perks, and bennies within what she's doing. And so she takes this test, and it comes back. It comes back. She's like 1/1024th of a percent. And, you know, everybody's – and she's like – man, somebody needs to call Paul Revere and the Raiders, and I need to change my campaign theme song to Cherokee Nation. So, as we all know, spreading lies to benefit the Democrat Party is what the establishment media does. Over the weekend, and we're talking about Libby Warren here, NBC News fabricated the lie, and it was, that President Trump gushed. over Confederate General Robert E. Lee. It was a deliberate lie, and what it was trying to do, and he was speaking about Civil War combat, and being a Civil War historian and reenactor myself, what he was alluding to was that in terms of military leadership, Robert E. Lee was a great general, and there's no question about that. We're not even going to debate it, and I'm not even going to listen to anybody that's going to say anything else. But he also said the same thing of Ulysses S. Grant. And it was only, as usual, after the lie had run its course, that NBC corrected it. So, and it was no different. It was no different over the last weekend with CNN creating its own lie to make Don Trump Jr. look like a racist. Look, the media lies, and then the media will lie a little bit more. And now the media, just as they lied about Brett Kavanaugh and everything else over the last 18, 24 months, they are lying about Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, and her debacle of a DNA test. These are lies of both omission and commission, but they're still lies because the media are desperate They're desperate to mislead and deceive. And with all that in mind, here are the establishment media's 9 biggest lies surrounding Princess Spring, Summer, Winter, Fall's Indian ancestry and her DNA test. Number one, first lie. Elizabeth Warren's DNA test shows, quote, strong evidence of American Indian ancestry. Yeah, no. Although fake news outlets like CNN are running fake headlines that read, Elizabeth Warren releases DNA test with strong evidence of a Native American ancestry, the exact opposite is really true. In fact, Warren's DNA test only proves that her Native ancestry is usual, no higher, and perhaps even lower than the average white American. According to the test, Warren's Indian genome might be between 1/64th and 1/1024th, or 0.1000%. The average white American is 0.18 American Indian, nearly double the low end of Elizabeth Warren's estimate. The second lie, Warren's DNA test proves that she has at least some American Indian ancestry. No. Warren's DNA test was not even compared to samples of American Indian DNA. Rather, and the expert that did this, and this is how the fix is in. These guys, you got to watch them. It was compared. So they took samples of Native American DNA, the North American Indian, in his various tribal incarnations. But they also threw in samples of DNA from Mexico, Peru, Colombia, South and Central America. So this proves, what this means is that, yes, you did take this test, and as they use these markers, these common markers from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia, South and Central America, it just means that she may be 1/1024th of or Peruvian or Colombian. And again, that puts her well within the norm of the average white American. American Indian tribes refuse to participate in DNA testing for a number of reasons, including exploitation of white people using identity for mercenary reasons. White people using identity for mercenary reasons, which is exactly what Elizabeth Warren has done. Elizabeth Warren's DNA test is so offensive to the Cherokee Nation that for the first time in the entire 6 years this soap opera's been running, it weighed in today to disavow and chastise Elizabeth Warren. Number three, Warren's DNA test proves her claim of Indian lore in her family. The verdict? No. Warren's false claim she's a Cherokee was debunked years ago. To defend her lies, Warren said she came to believe she was part Native American due to the stories told by her grandmother and her family members. This has been debunked. Members of Warren's own family strongly deny any talk of family in the, you know, of native ancestry. Nobody. Her own family. For every year, just to make sure everybody's brought up to speed, for every year between 1986 and 1995, Elizabeth Warren identified herself as Native American in the Association of America Law School's Directory of Law Professors. She signed off on a recipe in the Pow Wow Chow cookbook as Elizabeth Warren, Cherokee. Warren told the University of Pennsylvania to change her ethnicity from white to Native American after taking a job as a law professor at the beginning of her academic career. There is just no question. Elizabeth Warren dined on a phony minority status based on the worst kind of cultural appropriation. Another lie that Warren uses to buttress this Cherokee Indian claim. She believes that she's Native American due to discrimination faced by her parents. A blazing fireball of total nonsense. To this very day, today if we were to ask where Elizabeth Warren stands by the long since debunked story that her parents were forced to elope in 1932 due to family outrage over her father marrying a woman with Indian blood, except contemporaneous news reports and marriage certificate that was signed by both of them appear to prove that they were married in a church ceremony. A church ceremony, no dramatic elopement. Back in July, Trump offered to donate $1 million to a charity of Warren's choice if a DNA test proved she was Indian. Here's his exact quote. "I will give you $1 million, your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian." Well, her DNA test proves she's not an American Indian. She's not even close. She's not anywhere near enough to claim status as a minority, and certainly not enough to join an American Indian tribe. They also want you to believe that Trump's mockery of Elizabeth Warren over this issue makes him a racist. No, actually, the opposite is true. If you want to see someone trading in on offensive stereotypes, watch Elizabeth Warren defend her lies with the excuse her family has high cheekbones, just like all Indians do. Oh, well, okay. Then, yeah, terribly sorry. Warren used offensive, racially charged language to defend her claims of Native American heritage, declaring, again, that her family had high cheekbones, like all Indians do. Let me say that one more time. Her family has high cheekbones, like all the Indians do. You know what? Elizabeth Warren should be mocked, and she should be attacked for living this lie for over 30 years, and shame on her. The American Indian has lived through hundreds of years of hell to stay together and to hang on to their traditions. They have every right to be furious about what she's done. This imposter who leached onto them for nothing more than to just cash in on a minority status. The news people attack Donald Trump as racist only because they know how deadly this line of attack is to Warren's political process. The media screams racism, hoping it'll make this controversy vanish, which is going to be fatal to Warren's presidential aspiration. I guarantee you there are people in Republican campaign advisory positions and political action groups making commercials about this as we speak. They want to call him racist. Donald Trump's not mocking Indians. He's mocking Elizabeth Warren. He's standing up for the American Indian by exposing a con woman who for 30 years has been engaging in the worst kind of identity theft. I got a clip here. Let's see if I can find this guy. His name, let me see here. Mark Wayne, he's a real Indian. As a matter of fact, I can't remember his name. Mark Wayne Allen, I'm not sure. Anyway, I've got the clip. I'm going to set it up now. He was on Fox News today. This is a guy's Republican representative from Oklahoma, Cherokee Territory, if there ever was, and who happens to be a Native American. Let's hear what he's got to say about this.
Elizabeth Warren's DNA test backfiring. Moments ago, President Trump tweeted this. "Now that her claims of being Indian heritage have turned out to be a scam and a lie, Elizabeth Warren should apologize for perpetrating this fraud against the American public. Harvard called her a, quote, person of color, amazing con, and would not have taken her otherwise."
The Cherokee Nation is now accusing her of using them as a political prop. And here with more is GOP Congressman and member of the Cherokee Nation, Mark Wayne Mullen. Mark Wayne, thank you for being with us. I know you're one of two Native Americans serving in Congress for us. We wanted to have you on to find out what your opinion was of this. Are you offended by her using her alleged Native American heritage to try to win elections?
Well, thanks for having us on, or having me on, but I don't know if I would say offended, but it is extremely disappointing. I mean, when she's out there claiming that she's Native American just because she's from Oklahoma, Look, there was a 2014 study, a scientific study, and they said that average European American walking around is 0.18% Native American. She's half of that. So the idea that she continues to double down on this lie is the most disgusting thing to me. It's the fact that she's in the public eye and she continues to use this. And what she was trying to do was put this to bed so she could run against President Trump in 2020. And yeah. It is backfiring on her. And I'm glad to see it, because what she needs to do is come out and apologize to all of us.
Well, stay tuned for that. While she has taken a DNA test, Congressman, there is no real tribal affiliation, though, and that really bugs
me. No, it does. The idea that she's trying to claim to be Cherokee, for one, and look, and every time she's told a story, we came out and actually proved that she's that story's not even true. And instead of her coming out and apologizing to the American people and saying she's misspoken like any true leader would, what she ends up doing is just doubling down on this. And at this point, it's got to the point where it's being disgusted, or it's disgusting to me and to the rest of Native Americans, especially those of us inside Cherokee Nation. And it's not, you know, we're not trying to play politics here either. The facts are what they are. My family literally still live. I drove in this morning an hour and a half to get to the studio, where my family literally stopped walking on the volunteer walk, and I use that as a loosely term. I still live on the Indian allotment land that my family has. And so the heritage runs deep in my family. For her, they're just stories. They're just stories that she's trying to get publicity off of, or she was trying to get sympathy off of, or maybe it's when she was trying to get a job at Harvard. I don't know, but the lies went far enough, and it's time for her to apologize to the American people and all Native Americans.
Well, the president just tweeted this out. He said, "Thank you to the Cherokee Nation for revealing that Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas, is a complete and total fraud." That's his story.
That's right.
She's saying it actually helps her because, aha, there is a little bit of Native American blood in my body. Do you think that this is going to help her or hurt her?
No, it's going to hurt her. As I stated a while ago, in 2014, there was a scientific study that showed the average American walking around has 0.18% Native American, and she's 0.09. She's right. Not even average. So she's below average in the person walking around. She has basically no Native American blood in her system.
Yeah.
And this has went way too far. And I appreciate you guys bringing this to light, too, because she was trying to put this to bed just for her 2020 presidential run, so
right.
She can prove to everybody that she wasn't lying.
Exit question for you, Congressman. In that last tweet, the president used that nickname that he has used for her. Are you offended
right.
by that?
No, not at all. It's sarcasm. That's all it is. It's sarcasm, poking fun at her lie, trying to give her an opportunity to come out. And I know it may offend some in the Native American community. It most definitely doesn't me. It's his way of exposing the lie that she keeps doubling down on.
Okay. Congressman, thank you for joining us. Have a good
day. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Midair Madness, a plane swayed.
There you go. Mark Wayne. I'm sorry. I said it was Mark Wayne Allen, but it's Mark Wayne Mullen. Mark Wayne Mullen, representative from Oklahoma. And you heard what he said. They don't think – the Cherokee Nation doesn't think Donald Trump's being racist. The Cherokee people know that Donald Trump is one of their guys. He's got them. He's calling this woman out for taking advantage of these people, as he's, you know, she's done for 30 years. Harvard Law School named her woman of color for whatever year she was there as a Harvard Law prof. Woman of color. Yes. The color of Snow White and sky blue. Oh, my God. Okay, well, look, we're at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and play a little something. We will be back with more of a conservative's perspective right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Drink to me only, that's all I ask. And I will drink to you.
How long I've been on?
Are you
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas. You can sit in the sun and camp. I get my color from a sunray lamp when I'm in Las Vegas. I love the laughs and love the life. There's fun of every kind. Next time I come, I'll bring my wife. I'll do that if I lose my mind. A wife in Vegas, take my advice. It's like going to China with a sack of rice. But I love Las Vegas. I love Vegas in the summer. I love it in the fall. I love Vegas, may I say that it's a gasser, yeah. I love Vegas like it's Egypt and I am Nasser. I love Vegas every moment. Ooh, it's my favorite atmosphere. I love Vegas. Why do I love Vegas? Because my money's here. I love Vegas when I'm winning. I love it when I lose. I love Vegas like the army loves its manuals. I love Vegas like Sinatra loves Jack Daniels. I love Vegas every moment. Oh, Mr. Untrotter, I must cheer. Hey, you smart old. I love Vegas. Ach, du lieber, do I love Vegas. Because my blood is here. I love Vegas when I'm loaded. I love Vegas when I am not. I love Vegas, just like Khrushchev loves being indignant, more than even my wife Jeannie loves being pregnant. I love Vegas every moment. When I leave, I shed a tear. I love Vegas. I'll make it good and clear. It's because my girl's right here.
Thank you very much.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Hey. Dino there. I love me some Dean Martin. You know, every now and then I get through this. I do this thing. And welcome back, by the way. Conservatives Perspective here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And what I was going to say, I go through, well, as most of you know who've listened to the show, and those who do, thank you so much. I'm extremely grateful for that. I'm an old guy. And by that, I mean... I'm old. I guess that's the best way to say it. I like old stuff, all right? I like old cars. I like old music. I don't watch television. I listen to radio. I brush my teeth with Pepsodent. If I smoked, it would probably be the Camels or Chesterfields, and I would drink Maxwell House coffee. In other words, I'm living in a computer-augmented 1942, and I'm getting along really well. But I love the old music, and every now and then I get this whole Rat Pack thing going, and I'm not really that cool or smooth a dude to do something like that, but I recognize that cool and that smooth in those guys, and it resonates within me. Don't look like them, don't dress like them, don't act like them, nothing like them, but that whole vibe I really dig. And a friend of mine from where I work was talking about this spring as her to her from her 40th birthday present. She and one of her girlfriends are going to go out to Las Vegas. And I thought, well, yeah, that would be awesome. I would. And then the more I thought about it, I don't really know. I mean, it's a fantastic place. I see all the pictures on the Travel Channel, and I've had friends go and they show me pictures of all these new resorts and casinos that are there. And it's, you know, it's opulence beyond anything that I could conceive of. I'm sure of that. And it's a spectacle, and it's all these things. But, you know, it really, to a certain extent, it just, if someone would say, hey, dude, I'm going to Vegas. I'm paying for everything. Why don't you come with me? Yeah, I might go, you know. But it wouldn't be something that I would take the initiative to do myself. I just don't think it would. I really don't. I might like to try Palm Springs. That might be kind of cool. You know, I hear about that a lot in some of the things I listen to, and like check it out. But the Vegas that I would like to go see is not around anymore. That would be and that's the Vegas I'm talking about. Just like what we heard with Dean. That Vegas, the Rat Pack Vegas. The Vegas of the original Ocean's 11, not that George Clooney masturbatory self-insistent muck. But yeah, the Ocean's 11, Vegas, Frank and Sammy and Dean, those guys, you know, doing what they did. And that's not, you know, none of that stuff's there anymore. I guess the Nugget's probably still there. But, you know, the sands, the dunes. I'm trying to think of what else. There was all those places that they knocked over, those casinos they knocked over in Ocean's 11. The sands, the dunes, the Thunderbird. What was that place Siegel had out there? The Desert Inn. You know, so it's all that stuff's gone. And that would have been the Vegas I would have liked to check out. That would have been the Vegas I think that was really swinging. It's like Disney Vegas now. You know what I mean? You got Chuck E. Cheese for the kids, and you go on down to the game. There wasn't any Chuck E. Cheese in the real Vegas. Shoot, I don't even think there were even kids in the real Vegas. I think it's just like a big holding area on either side of town. You just put your kids there in this holding camp, and then you go on in. And that was probably best. That might have been the best way to do it. So every now and then when I start feeling that stuff, I like to drag out some of the Rat Pack stuff, Frank and Dean. Okay, I'm right now. I have a Facebook friend, God love her, whom is a remarkably sweet person, and I mean that. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. She's a remarkably sweet person. And I've been witness and a sometimes participant in these rhubarbs that she generates on Facebook, anti-Trump stuff. You know, she's a diehard never Trumper. And it's an instinct thing. I'm not going to convince her that she's wrong any more than she's going to convince me that I'm wrong. And I'm not even going to try. But there are statements that get made sometimes that I go to, I say to myself, no, that's not even close to being right. That's not what was said. Here's what was said, because I just read it 3 days ago, and I have enough presence of mind to look stuff up and check it out before I post it. That way, you know, you kind of cut down on the risk of getting, you know, of having it come back to bite you on the butt. And it can happen to anybody. You think you got a source, you think you got, you know, you're putting up something fairly reliable, and it turns out not to be. But I'm very, very careful about that. And so that doesn't happen too much with me these days. But these folks that think viscerally, and in other words, you know, they're operating more on instinct and feeling than they are on any active rational thought, well, they don't do that. And so Elizabeth Warren takes this test. It comes back one. I think I read that wrong. I think it's 1/2024th. 1/2024th, conceivably Cherokee, but more than likely Mexican, Colombian, and Peruvian, with a possibility of scattered Cherokee throughout the forecast period. So it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. And she has the gall, because when all this stuff started and Donald Trump started taking her to task for it and calling her out on it, and God bless him for doing it. And you know, you can say what you want about Donald Trump. You can hate him. You can love him. You cannot feel one way or another about him. You could have hated him and changed your mind and say, hey, he's okay. Then. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He calls a spade a spade. Nothing he has said about Elizabeth Warren is untrue. Nothing. She's a poser, a faker. It's a con job from the get-go. And like we talked in that article earlier from Breitbart, for 30 years, she's been dining on this whole protected status minority thing. Blonde hair, blue eyes, lily white skin, but she's got those high cheekbones like all the Indians do. Heal me, Jesus. So anyway, the thing was that he says, okay, look, if you're an American Indian, I'll kiss your... No, he didn't say that. He made a bet. He said, I'll give $1 million to your charity. You take a DNA test and you show up as an Indian, I'm just going to shell out $1 million. I got it here in the console of the car. Just some stuff I, you know, from going through drive-thrus and stuff. I got $1 million here. I'll give it to your charity. Take the DNA test. Show me that you're an Indian. Well, she takes the DNA test. She doesn't. And the quote is from my dear friend. We all saw Trump say he would give $1 million if she took a DNA test. She did. And now he lies. Well, I posted a picture of two saltine crackers with the caption, Elizabeth Warren's DNA results. In this thread. And underneath that, I stole something from my friend Billy Alford. Billy, I hope you're listening because I'm gonna give you props on this because that was a great survey question. He put a survey question on Facebook. Who has had more Native American DNA in them, Elizabeth Warren or Stormy Daniels? So I ripped him off and I put that underneath it, and then I made a big laughy, the laughy icon with the tears coming out. And my friend says, James, and I can just hear her saying it, and I don't even know how she talked. James, doesn't matter if you found out she's half a fish. It's not about the results. It's about what Trump said in front of everyone. If she took a test, he would donate $1 million to a favorite charity. And now in front of everyone, he said he never said that. That's the issue, and you know that. You're not stupid. So deal with the real issue. Okay. Being the happy warrior that I am, because I bear this woman no ill will, I think she's wonderful, and I'm not going to get mad about stuff like this. Some people do, and once upon a time I did, and it can have tremendous cost. It can have tremendous cost. It generated a rift between me and a buddy of mine who has been my brother for over 30 years. And, you know, that happened back in 2012, and we're just now at the point where we're mending fences and being able to talk without being touchy about it. I'm serious. Do not, America, do not let politics destroy a friendship. It's tough, but, you know, that's my advice. So anyway, the exact quote, all right, and it's angels dancing on the head of the pin to these guys because I've done this more than once. I've sent them stuff referenced from sources that even they can't question. And it just flies over. But here's his exact quote, America. I will give you $1 million to your favorite charity, paid for by Trump, if you take the test and it shows you're an Indian. Well, her DNA test proves she's not an American Indian. She's not anywhere close. She's nowhere near enough to claim status as a minority and certainly nowhere near enough to join an American Indian tribe. If Elizabeth Warren is an American Indian, then every average white person in America is an American Indian. I don't really expect a reply, but that's okay. So we have the media, and this is a good example. We have the media. have the media working as diligently as they can to what? To back up a liar. To spin a liar. To defend the honor of a porn actor. To say that black is white, to say that white is black. And if you disagree with anything they say, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a hater, you're a fascist, you're a Nazi. And then they threaten to kill you. That's no stretch. That's no exaggeration. That's what the left does today. Susan Collins, Representative Susan Collins, Senator Susan Collins there that was the deciding vote on confirming Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Saturday or Sunday, maybe Friday, probably at the end of the week last week. Hazmat people had to be sent to her house. Probably anthrax or ricin or fentanyl that was sent to her because people are going to try, you know, some wing nut has decided, you know, to take Maxine Waters up on her admonishments, to take MSNBC, CNN, Cory Booker, all these people up on their admonishments to act against these people with whom you disagree politically. To act violently. To suppress. In 2016, the news media, the Democrats, Hollywood, Democrat leadership, newspapers, radio, everyone, all the left were absolutely convinced that not only was Hillary Clinton going to win the election, she was going to win it walking away. She was going to win it huge. She was going to win it like Reagan 72. She was going to win it like, or not Reagan, Nixon 72. She was going to win it like Reagan 84. She's going to wear it out. She's going to destroy it. And then happy days wouldn't only be here again. Happy days would be continuing. Nobody's going to get investigated for anything. Nobody's going to get in trouble over anything. Nobody's going to find out that we fixed all of it, that we fixed the Democrat primary, and then further, we fixed the election, that it was all rigged. She couldn't even win a rigged election, for crying out loud. That's how lousy a candidate Hillary Clinton was. They did everything. She had the CIA, the State Department, the Department of Justice, the FBI. She had everybody pulling, tugging, fixing, greasing palms, making up stuff, convoluting, passing messages, leaking, doing everything they conceivably could to make sure she got herself in the White House. And they still couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. She was so dislikable a candidate. She was so distrusted. She was so disliked. She was seen as so dishonest. She was such a lousy, suck-butt candidate. Even the intelligence community, combined with the chief law enforcement agencies of the country and a complicitous and duplicitous news media propaganda arm, she had everything going for her, and she still dropped the ball. But Donald Trump's the bad guy. And the people who support him are the bad guys. We're the Nazis. We're the crooks. We're the dirty ones. And here's the thing, guys. There's going to be a very small percentage of them whose minds you will change. I'm not saying don't make the outreach. I'm not saying don't be a missionary. I'm not saying don't carry that good news of conservatism and constitutionalism and liberty as inherently ordained to us by God Almighty. No, always extol those things in the chance. You may not reach 1 in 100. You may not reach 1 in 1,000. You may not ever reach any within your sphere of influence. That doesn't mean you can't try. And I know how difficult it is walking among the seed pods in the garden of stupid, because you're on Facebook. I see that stuff every day, man. And a lot of the time, you know, I mean, I can just walk away. Just be like James. Just walk away. I see something stupid that somebody said on Facebook. And I just keep scrolling most of the time. But every now and then, I got to pull the trigger on something. And I don't expect any response from those guys about this whole deal. It's angels dancing on the head of a pin to them. They're going to hear what they want to hear. They're going to process it the way they process it. And like I said, they're not going to change my mind. In all likelihood, I'm not going to change theirs. Even though I have logic and truth on my side, for those unwilling to see them, their tools relegated to a box that will never be used. At least not on them. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We're down to the end of it, and I'm about out of gas anyway. We've had a pretty good time this evening. It's kind of loose. You know, I really should... I have all this stuff, all right? And this is how I operate. I go through the day, and I see things. I'm going to set this aside. I'm going to bookmark this. I'm going to bookmark that. I'm going to read this again later and see if I can use it. Because there's just such a great wealth of information out there, and it might be something that makes me want to riff on my own thing, which, you know, I do that every now and then too. But kind of lost my train of thought on this. But no, and so I set all this stuff aside for future use at some point, and I really need to do better about this. But the truth of the matter is, I come into every single show, even though I got all this stuff. Firefox has this thing called the Pocket. It's pretty cool, and so I put a lot of stuff there, and then I can pull it up while I'm talking with you guys. Excuse me. And, you know, I'll set articles aside there. So I have all this stuff, but I don't really have it in any particular order. I mean, I just have it thrown in there the way that I find it on the internet. So, you know, it's just one after the other. And I never know what I'm going to start with. I never know where I'm going to go after that. I mean, hell, you guys have listened. I don't even know what music I'm going to play at the break. I got to BS and sandbag around while I scroll through to find something to throw on. And I need to be better about that. You know what? That's going to be my commitment to you cats. I'm gonna run a little tighter ship around here. I kind of let the Enterprise get a little slack, get a little rust in a warp core. We're going to shake that out and run a little bit tighter ship from now on. That's my commitment to you guys. That's what happens on a 5-year mission, you know. Sometimes, day to day, it gets a little routine. There's Penelope telling me it's 90 seconds. ACP can be heard here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You go to Blog Talk Radio and you type in Patriot Nation Radio because we're the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Conservative Perspective can be heard there Tuesdays, Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, we do a recorded version over the weekend for playing throughout the week, and that is on the Talk America Radio Network, talkamericaradio.org. Outstanding hosts, outstanding programming, a plethora of outstanding programming. 60 seconds. Okay. they have two streaming channels, Liberty and the Justice Stream. ACP can be heard there various times throughout the day and week. That's all we've got. God bless you guys. We will be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, taking a look at things as we do through a conservative perspective. We're a little late, folks. Thanks so much. God bless you. God bless America. We'll see you then.